You call it a tabletop exercise. What exactly does that entail?
It really entails painting a scenario and then putting in practice and talking through the situation and see how we would all respond to that specific emergency. It's commonly done by those of us that get called to respond in case of emergencies. So it's another way of ensuring that all the systems we have in place will work. So it's a great opportunity for the state to do that along with their local jurisdictions.
Okay, say, for example, you have a pregnant woman who comes into the doctor and she's diagnosed with Zika. How would the tabletop exercise work in that case?
Well, in that case, they need to look at what systems do they have in place to make sure that that woman is supported. What role does the state or the local jurisdiction play in investigating that specific case? As you may know, in public health, we normally do investigations every time there is a disease such as Zika or, in some cases, a reportable disease. So this would be an opportunity to monitor and see the progress of that patient, who else may have been affected by that patient, is there a significant other perhaps suffering from Zika as well as how the outcome of the pregnancy may be.
You refer to this as a reportable disease. Does that mean it must be reported?
Actually, I do not believe Zika is a reportable disease. However, in this case, it is currently being reportable. But there's a list of over 100 reportable diseases that are mandated by the state, and I don't think Zika has been added to it. But, of course, we're closely monitoring and all the Zika cases will be reported to the state. But it's not part of the formal list of reportable diseases.
This is typically not mosquito season in Ohio. However, we have had a very mild winter this year. Do we expect to see an onslaught of the kinds of mosquitoes that carry Zika into the state this summer?
You know, we do not know what we will see. We will start learning soon from our neighbors down in the south to see what the situation of Zika will be as we start to see the outbreak move on to the southern U.S. So we will be watching closely as the temperatures warm up in the Florida region and in the Keys and see if we can help predict what may happen here. We're very fortunate right now that it's too cold to have mosquitoes. The second reason why we think we're fortunate is because the main mosquito that transmits Zika is not really endemic here. There's a second mosquito which can carry Zika, at least on the microscope. So we predict that could be a mosquito that we're going to be paying close attention to. But right now, it's a good time to do our planning and to prepare for the summer months.
From what I've read, only 20% of people show symptoms. So how do you even know if you have it?
It's going to be very difficult to monitor who's got it. That's why the main target really is the population at risk, which is really we know that Zika can present some complications for pregnant women and their babies. So that's why that is the main audience that we're really looking to help, to make sure that if they have an opportunity to not travel to those Zika-related regions, that they do not travel to those regions if they're pregnant, and if they come back, that they monitor for symptoms or that they get tested.
Why is the Zika virus just coming to our attention now? Presumably this isn't a new illness, is it?
Well, it's actually been around since the late 40s, early 50s in some parts of the world. It was introduced to the Americas, and there's some evidence that it may have been seen in the Americas 10, 20 years ago. It is new to our region, and we really do not understand it. We do know that whenever you present a new illness to an area, there's usually a higher level of infection. We saw that with H1N1. When H1N1 was reintroduced to our region, we saw a surge in the number of cases, and that has since diminished. We hope that would be the same with Zika. We've also seen it with West Nile virus. The first couple of years that we had West Nile, we had a large number of casualties. We had a large number of illness. And since, that has also diminished. So we hope that it would be similar, but there's a lot that we still don't understand. But science is moving very fast on this.
Jose Rodriguez of Columbus Public Health, thank you so much.
Thanks, Marilyn.